B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The streaming wars are getting out of control, and Kendrick Lamar hits a major milestone. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Tekashi 6ix9ine's next collaboration is going to be with Tupac.
Oh God.
Leroy Escher Sports.
Antonio Brown's accuser speaks with the NFL. What does it mean for AB's future? I'll let you know.
But first, Melissa, get your people. The State Police what? Gaming Enforcement Unit and Everett Police arrested 9 people over the weekend at the Encore Casino.
Listen.
This was after, I guess there was a big fight that broke out at the main entrance. And charges include assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and drug possession.
Let me guess. It happened like 2 o'clock in the morning when the club was getting out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's, listen.
I guess there was a party in a room and something.
Oh,
all,
yes. Right.
Yeah. But it wasn't you, right?
A week from Saturday, by the way, we will be celebrating my birthday at the Encore.
Yo.
So if anybody wants to come, I sent out my invitation text last night to my friends who I really want to join me.
Can I just say, I'm gonna hold this for a couple minutes because I know we got more news stories to tell, but Melissa is going to give us a gift for her birthday.
I am.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Oh, Pebs, this is huge.
The streaming wars are getting out of control as services are paying big bucks to get the rights to different shows. Reports now say that HBO Max has paid billions of dollars for the exclusive streaming rights to all 12 seasons of The Big Bang Theory for 5 years. Earlier in the year, they paid $425 million to steal Friends from Netflix, and that service will debut sometime next spring.
The most overrated show in the history of sitcoms is Big Bang Theory. I have not seen one episode of that show. Every time I watch it, start watching it for 5 minutes, I'm like, this show is corny as F, and I change it. I get mad
but
that people love it.
But how can you say that when you haven't even watched it?
Because
you haven't even really given it a chance.
No, I try to give it a chance, but it sucks so bad I can't even finish watching it. That's how bad the show is. So whenever someone's like, Big Bang Theory is hilarious, I go, you have a bad sense of humor. Let's keep it moving.
Kendrick Lamar has hit a major milestone as his Good Kid, Mad City album, which dropped close to 7 years ago, is still on the Billboard charts. It's currently at number 141 on the Billboard 200, but it marked the album's 358th straight week on the charts, now making it the longest charting hip-hop album of all time, surpassing Eminem's The Eminem Show. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, you should have known bailing R. Kelly out of jail was a bad idea. Back in February, Valencia Love, a friend of R. Kelly's, put up $100,000 of her own money to bail R. Kelly out the first time. Well, when she paid the bail, she was told there was a chance she might not get it back, especially now that R. Kelly's facing even more federal charges. Well, a judge ruled yesterday that Valencia will not get the money back because it's being used to pay R. Kelly's court and attorney fees.
Don't tell me what this.
You know?
Did you really?
Any excuse, Robert?
Did you really think you were going to get that money back, Valencia?
Apparently, she did. Lizzo learned she has a lot of growing up to do, so she says. So, Lizzo ordered food recently from Postmates. This is one of my favorite stories of the week. And she took to Twitter after her delivery driver never showed up, tweeting, "Hey, Postmates, this girl Tiffany W. stole my food. She lucky I don't fight no more." And threw up a screenshot with the girl's photo.
Oh, Lord.
So, a rep for Postmates contacted Lizzo right away so they could resolve the situation, but her fans were quick to point out that putting this delivery driver on blast was irresponsible and could be putting this woman's life in danger. Lizzo agreed. She deleted the tweet and apologized, saying she understands she has a large following and there were so many variables that could have put her in danger. She said, quote, "I'm really be more responsible with my use of social media and check my petty and my pride at the door."
Pebbles, Lizzo is your new favorite artist that can do no wrong. How are you going to defend this?
No, I think it was wrong for her to do that. Absolutely, it was wrong. But
she was hungry.
I'm glad she apologized.
Right. She
listen, I understand being hangry. If somebody ate my food, I might want to do the same thing. But.
And Tekashi 6ix9ine was singing like a bird yesterday as he took the stand in a Manhattan federal courthouse. Now, if you haven't been following the case, Tekashi's testifying against 2 former friends and members of the 9 Trey Bloods gang who are being charged with kidnapping and robbing Tekashi at gunpoint last year and other drug charges. Now, Tekashi says he joined the gang because it was cool at the time, and that Nine Trey gave him his career, credibility, videos, music, and their protection. Well, Tekashi ID'd both the men who are on trial as Nine Trey members, and in return for his testimony, he's getting his potential 47-year prison sentence cut down significantly.
Oh,
and because
man.
Of this, the feds are obviously fearing for Tekashi's safety to the extent where he's being held behind bars in a facility filled with other snitches. And just to get to court, he had to go through a secure tunnel to the courthouse, and he's under heavy guard.
Oh.
Tekashi's testimony was the talk of social media yesterday, with Meek Mill having the tweet of the day saying, 6ix9ine going up in a federal courthouse today, kids. Message of the day, don't be an internet gangster, be yourself. Mm-hmm. And here's Leroy with sports.
Yeah, we all know the season is over and the Sox are trash, but last night's game was still worth a little peek. Red Sox legend Yaz Carl Yastrzemski's grandson, Mike, he plays for the Giants and he made his Fenway debut. He got a standing ovation and he hit a home run, but it helped beat the Sox 7-6 in 15 innings. All right. This right here is extremely, extremely disturbing. Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Felipe Vasquez was arrested yesterday in Pittsburgh and is being charged with sexual assault of a child. Allegedly, he had a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old girl in Florida. And the NFL's investigation of the sexual assault allegations of Antonio Brown continues. Apparently, the league met with his accuser for 10 hours. They haven't come to any conclusion, and it may take several weeks before the NFL has any updates. So what that means for Antonio Brown is that, look, he's going to play most likely this Sunday. It's going to take a while, so the Pats still got him, but like I said, the investigation continues. Sox Giants at Fenway, first pitch at 7:10, and that's just sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. So 24-year-old Carson King, who went to Iowa State, held up a sign on ESPN's College Game Day that said, Busch Light Supply needs replenished, along with his Venmo info. Well, his phone started blowing up with notifications, and after less than 30 minutes, he got over $400. Mm-hmm. Now, after getting $600, he thought, you know, there's got to be better things to do with this money. So he decided that after paying for his case of Busch Light, he would give the rest of the money to a local children's hospital.
Oh, my
and
God.
And people kept donating. And then Busch Beer and Venmo got in the action, tweeted that they would match the donations.
Aww.
And as of last night, the account had reached over $20,000.
That's crazy.
It really is. And it's funny because the Children's Hospital is next to the stadium. And during each of the Iowa home games, fans do like an Iowa wave so that the kids can watch from the hospital
Aww,
windows.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's really sweet.
Great story, but it pisses me off. This son of a bitch was getting money thrown at him because he said, I need beer money.
Yeah.
And can we not to like crap on the good news? This is a great story.
No, it's great that he gave it to charity.
If you're right. But if you're going to ask for beer, can you ask for something more better than Busch?
Yeah.
Who drinks Busch beer?
I'm running the New York Marathon to to cure cancer.
Like Schlitz.
To cure cancer, not for beer.
Yeah.
So go to my Instagram, at Ramiro Torres, and the link is in the bio. If you have a heart, or should I say it's for beer money? You know what? How about you give me some beer money, and I'm going to donate it to charity. Son of a bitches. Thank you in advance.
Well, damn, that's your good news.
Right,
this report made hot by Dedham Savings Bank, more than 180 years of looking forward to every single day.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.